I think there's something boring about the word predictability, especially when it comes to the world of football. I mean, why would anybody go watch a football game when they know that, when they know what the scoreline is going to read at the end of 90 minutes, 120 minutes, or maybe after penalties, the penalties are taken? Well, except you're a fan of that club, and then you just want to enjoy watching your team play, or you just want to enjoy seeing your players or the players of your squad or your team play yet again. And I think it's the reason why of the top five leagues, the French Ligue 1, the Italian Serie A, the German Bundesliga have kind of like dipped a bit, even including the Spanish La Liga, because everybody thinks, oh, in France, it's going to be about PSG. In Spain, it's going to be one of either Barcelona or Real Madrid, maybe even Barcelona because of the troubles that Real Madrid are facing currently. In Germany, well, Dortmund, and then there's going to be a huge capitulation, and towards the near end of the season, Bayern Munich will resurrect and they're going to win the league title. It's dramatic, but of course it's like it's a trend now, and everybody is expecting. Borussia Dortmund currently sit at the top of the table as we speak, but everybody's like, wait for it, just wait for it, maybe till April next year, and then you're going to see a big drama happen in the German Bundesliga, and the Bavarians will resurrect from the dead and again win the German Bundesliga title for the upteenth time. In Spain, it's been Juventus. I called Juventus 8 times. I think they've won the last 8 Serie A titles. There's not a more accurate description of predictability than Juventus winning 8 straight league titles. I stand to be corrected, 8 straight league titles. And if you look at the Premier League right now, that predictability is coming to play. For the past 2 seasons now, Pep Guardiola's Manchester City have been touted favorite to win the Premier League title. Maybe it's because of the Pep Guardiola factor. Maybe it's because he has a side that he can tinker as much as he wants. Maybe it's because he has a side that will create so many chances that will make the head of the opposition swirl. Maybe it's because of so many other reasons. But Manchester City are favorite to win the Premier League title. Beg your pardon. Of course, closely followed by Liverpool and the others. So it's the league is gradually breaking away. What we used to have is a top 6. What we used to have is a top 4. Now, to an extent, we have a top 2, where we say, during arguments or conversation, we say, you know what? Maybe we should just remove Manchester City and Liverpool away from the equation. Then let's argue about the 18 remaining teams. Where will the 18 remaining teams finish? Of course, then there's the top 2 of the top 6 argument. Then there's the top 4 of the top 6 argument. Then of course there's the top 10, then the remainder of the table, not forgetting the last 3, that's 18, 19, 20, I'll be relegated to the English Championship. And it brings me to the topic of today's conversation, and that's this. Predictability is becoming obvious in a league that is notorious for being consistently inconsistent. When I say consistently inconsistent, that's the selling point of the Premier League. Whether you like it or you don't like it, it's why we love the Premier League. We love the Premier League because Wolves, Wolverhampton Wanderers can travel to Old Trafford, get maximum points, and then take on Burnley away and then struggle to get maximum points. It is the same predictability that we love, that Manchester United can thrash Chelsea 4-0 at Old Trafford, and then next 2 games they only pick up 1 point, including losing to Crystal Palace at home. It is this inconsistent, or should I say, let me use a more perfect word now, and I think that word is unpredictability, that makes a side like, let me see, Spurs, hold almighty Manchester City to a draw and then lose to Newcastle. It's the same unpredictability that has made Crystal Palace for the past 8 months pick up maximum points from Old Trafford, pick up maximum points from the Etihad Stadium, pick up maximum points from the Emirates Stadium, pick up maximum points from Anfield Stadium. Despite all of that, they've only picked up 13 points from their last 12 home games in the Premier League. I mean, that is the selling point of the Premier League. You ask any Premier League fan, they will say, I love the Premier League because you don't know what is going to happen. You never know what is going to happen. You never know who's going to defeat who. To an extent, it relates to the top two because even when they're playing, even when Manchester City is traveling away, maybe to Bournemouth, to those tough grounds, maybe to Burnley, you never know what is really going to happen because you're saying to yourself, Burnley, tough side. They may start a back five, a formation that features five defenders. They may sit in deep to frustrate the citizens and all of that. However, despite all of this, the top two currently, that's Manchester City and Liverpool, they always find their way against, or they always find their way against all the sides, regardless of what happens. Well, VAR has come into play right now, and VAR stopped them, snatched the victory away from them against Mauricio Pochettino's side. The argument now is there is becoming a balance between predictability and unpredictability in the Premier League. What am I trying to say? The fact that Wolves can be inconsistent, Spurs can be inconsistent, Manchester United can be inconsistent, Chelsea inconsistent, started with a couple of draws and losses this season, and then they woke up the last weekend winning the game by 3-2 against Norwich. And predictability of how Manchester City will run riot, how you know that Liverpool will go all out with the front trio and then they will score. There's a perfect balance. Now, the fans of the league cannot talk about unpredictability as much as they talk about predictability because it's like a fair balance now. What exactly is the selling point of the league is gradually diminishing. That is a tall order, that is a tall claim, but it is true. If we know who's going to win the Premier League title, of course the next question is that's the next most important question, who's going to finish in the top four? And frankly speaking, there are only maybe three sides who are majorly in the running for a top four finish, aside from Manchester United and Manchester City and Liverpool, of course. Let's say Spurs, let's say Arsenal, let's say Manchester United. Okay, let's say four teams and Chelsea. Those four teams will compete for it. So it's like we want to see these six teams, and then every other team, the day Wolves is playing Newcastle, the day let's say Sheffield United is playing Aston Villa, except it's really, really hyped up as one derby in the Midlands or the other. I think the consistent reaction you're going to get to that kind of game is, oh well, it's not one of the top six sides. Not really interested. We're only interested when the top six are in action. And it is the same thing that happened to all these other leagues I mentioned, the Spanish league, the La Liga, the French league, German Bundesliga, the Italian Serie A. It's the same thing that happened to all those leagues as they gradually died. If anyone knows me so well, I talk about football in eras. I talk about football in eras. The Italians dominated the 2000s. The Spaniards came from 2010, and from 2010 they're about dominated for a while. The German Bundesliga also. The Italian Serie A was really popular, and then the Spanish La Liga, and then German Bundesliga. The Premier League has been reigning for quite a while now. Will this be the straw that will break the camel's back? Is the Premier League towing a line where we'll say in the next 5 years it's going to be another Spanish La Liga or another French league on, or another German Bundesliga, where fans are just going to say, oh well, you know what, Liverpool will win the title again. Manchester City will win the title again. Why bother myself about the league? This has been the first X Minutes podcast. You can send me your replies to that question on Twitter and Instagram at Papi_the_great. Whatever you're doing this week, I really hope it's profitable for you. Watch out for September, October, November, December. I want to try to feature some of my friends on this podcast. I've been talking a whole lot alone, and I want to see if I can start me from episode 21. Bring my friends on board. We go back and forth, talk a lot about football, of course, strictly football. Back and forth. September, that's a project for September, October, November, December. Might be you, might be your friend, you never know. Whenever I'm ready, of course, I'll put it out on my platforms. You can watch out for it on Twitter and Instagram at Papi, Papi_the_great. But for now, thank you for listening, spending the past 10 minutes of your time listening to me go on and on and on about football. Remember, you can send me the replies to your comment. What do you think? Do you think the Premier League will go extinct very soon? Do you think the Premier League's popularity will dwindle in the next coming months? Leave me comments on Twitter and Instagram. For now, enjoy yourself, take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening, and look out for the next episode. Bye for now.